Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
Of course I'll tell you. Why wouldn't I? Thank you, Bob. Live from CPAC 2019, the Steve Gerber Show rolling through this Thursday. And the you've got the Hanoi summit going on, but the other big story that was all over yesterday, and what a train wreck this was. Good Lord. If you watched any portions of this hearing on Capitol Hill with Michael Cohen, what a self-serving train wreck for the left. And so let's not bury the lead today. Michael Cohen, convicted felon, disbarred lawyer, who's headed to prison shortly for lying to Congress, where he'll spend the next 3 years, paraded out front for all to see in a public hearing. And like I said, a lot more like a train wreck than anything else. And I don't want to bury the lead here. Cohen doesn't have evidence of, well, much of anything. And he wasn't even able to muster a good lie about it. Let's go with bite one. Go.
Questions have been raised about whether I know of direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. I do not.
Oh.
And I want to be clear. But I have my suspicions. Sometime in the summer of 2017, I read all over the media that there had been a meeting in Trump Tower in June of 2016 involving Don Jr. and others from the campaign with Russians, including a representative of the Russian government, and an email setting up the meeting with the subject line, "Dirt on Hillary Clinton."
Ah, yes. Bury the lead. Do not do that. That's the first thing about a journalism school. So there it is. He's got nothing. He's got nothing new to offer. I don't have dirt. I don't have collusion. If anybody does, you'd have to look to Hillary Clinton, who paid Michael Steele and the Steele dossier. They actually paid a foreign agent, did Hillary Clinton, to go to Russia. Actually go to Russia to get dirt on Donald Trump. Not the other way around. Talk about projection. Here's where we've ended up. That crew went over there to find a way to discredit Donald Trump in the race to the White House. Oh, by the way, in another big narrative from the dossier, blown away again by Michael Cohen yesterday, if he's to be believed, because anything he says is suspect, obviously. He's going to prison for lying to Congress, in part. He's a convicted perjurer. And he said, anyhow, he's never been to the Czech Republic. He's never been to Prague. That's a big part of this narrative that's been, parroted about by CNN and MSNBC and all the delusional people on the left saying, oh, my God, he's been to Prague. He made this deal with Russia, and it's none of it's there. Oh, and by the way, Cohen also admitted he was coached. He was prepped. He talked about strategy, and he did this with the chair of this committee, Elijah Cummings, and the other high-ranking Democrat from other committees, Adam Schiff. They got together with Cohen, and they had to kind of drag it out of him. But here it is, bite two, Michael Cohen admitting he had to sit down with the Democrats to map out their conversation and their strategy. Bite two, go.
Did you or anyone else on your team cooperate with the Democrat Party in preparing for this hearing?
We've spoken to the party.
Okay, did you prepare with Chairman Cummings or anyone on your team?
Huh?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by prepare?
Prepare for this hearing.
Prepare? I prepared with my counsel.
Did you prepare with the Democrat majority or Chairman Cummings?
We spoke with Chairman Cummings and the party.
With Chairman Schiff?
Spoke with Chairman Schiff and his his people as well.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the Republicans took a witness out that was going to testify in front of Congress and said, hey, here's what we need to say. Let's go over what you're going to talk about. Let's practice and rehearse a little bit. It's like going to a trial, right? And you prep the witness. And you prep the witness with, when they ask this, you need to say this. And it's like a John Grisham novel. It really is. We're going to prep the witness and make sure there's no surprises and no bombshells, right? We want to make sure that we're good to go. Jim Jordan, though, is having none of it. Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, took the gloves off when it came to talking to Cohen, and laid out a case against him for his perjury, for being invited back as the star witness, and what a joke it really is. And I appreciate Jordan doing this. It's bite three. Go.
You have a history of lying over and over and over again, and frankly, don't take my word for it. Take what the court said. Take what the Southern District of New York said. Cohen did crimes that were marked by a pattern of deception and that permeated his professional life. These crimes were distinct in their harms, but bear a common set of circumstances. They each involved deception and were each motivated by personal greed and ambition. A pattern of deception for personal greed and ambition. And you just got 30 minutes of an opening statement where you trash the president of the United States of America.
And that's what the Democrats want. What a nice place we have arrived with the Democrats. And before we go to the break, I want to make sure I get this in, because this is really telling. Mr. Cohen saying he had no interest in going to the White House. No interest in that job. Really. Roll number four.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work for Donald Trump?
Approximately a decade.
10 years?
That's correct.
You said all these bad things about the president there in that last 30 minutes, and yet you worked for him for 10 years? All those bad things, I mean, it's that bad. I can see you working for him for 10 days, maybe 10 weeks, maybe even 10 months. But you worked for him for 10 years. Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No,
you
sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. Jeez. I did not want to go to the White House.
Everyone wants to go to the White House. Here's Michael Cohen. A guy that we know now was out selling influence. He was selling access. Whether they got it or not doesn't seem so. But he was, I'm the attorney for Donald Trump, and if you want access, you're going to have to pony up. And he would try to have you believe that he doesn't want to go. I had no interest in going to the White House. Everybody has an interest in going to the White House. You've been with the president for 10 years. And no interest in being there? I don't believe that, and neither does anybody else. Let's be honest. Let's be serious, all right? Serious reality check on that one, all right? This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gerber Show from CPAC live today in the shadow of the nation's capital. We will be right back.